everyone. This is Tara. Welcome back to Open Language.
And this is Connor.
And today we have an upper intermediate lesson on how to deal with a bad boss.
Oh, so how many of you are working right now? Probably a lot.
Right. And chances are we've all had that situation where we don't like our boss or our supervisor.
And it's pretty awkward. We're wondering how to react to our boss's decisions and, you know, talk to them in the office.
Yeah. And in today's lesson, we have an article from Forbes that will give us some tips on how to deal with bad boss and make our work situation better.
So let's take a listen to the first few tips.
Excellent.
Have a difficult boss at work? Before you start planning an exit strategy from a toxic work environment, you might want to try managing up. Number one, know their why. Try to put yourself in their shoes and see the world and your workplace as they might. What keeps them up at night? What do they care about? Number two, support their strengths and work around their weaknesses. If your boss is disorganized, then help him to be on top of things. Observe your boss's communication style, preferences, and pet peeves, then adapt accordingly.
Okay, so we heard the first half of the monologue. So in this situation, it's an employee who has a really difficult boss.
Right.
Maybe he wants to quit.
Yeah. But before you start planning an exit strategy...
Oh, yeah. So we have this word exit strategy. We know strategy, like a plan.
And we know exit, to leave.
Yeah, and this is like when you're in a situation that's difficult to leave.
Right, so you're kind of planning ahead how you're going to leave the company.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think this is negative or positive?
I would say more negative, but there could be positive situations like a business.
Right. An example would be for startup companies. Mm-hmm. If someone is investing in your company, they will ask you if you have an exit strategy.
Yeah, like later on when you want to sell your company for lots of money.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they're more likely to invest. Mm-hmm. And why would someone have an exit strategy from a work environment?
Yeah, well, because it's a toxic work environment.
Mm-hmm.
So this word is our expansion word, toxic. And we can think of examples like a toxic relationship.
Right. So a toxin is a poison.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is the adjective. Mm-hmm. So something that's poisonous and bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like you said, a toxic relationship.
Yeah. If a girlfriend and boyfriend love each other so much, but they fight every day. And it causes a lot of stress.
Right.
And, like, it affects their other friends and their work. That's toxic.
And in this case, it's a toxic work environment. Mm-hmm. So maybe hostile, maybe everyone is stressed out or angry.
Yeah. So before you do that, if in a toxic work environment, try this managing up.
Managing up. So generally, we think managers are top-down power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the employee is actually taking a little bit more control.
Mm-hmm. So it's handling your manager in an like upwards direction.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if your boss doesn't do something, you manage up and you take on those responsibilities for yourself.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So in dealing with a difficult boss, the first thing you want to do is put yourself in their perspective. Know about them.
Right. So to put yourself in their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can see why they do what they do or don't do what they do.
See the world from their perspective.
And what keeps them up at night?
Yeah, this is a great expression. I like this one.
Yeah.
So this preposition up, it's like when I say I'm up or you ask me, are you up? That means, are you awake? Did you get up?
Right. So if something is keeping you up at night, it means it's not letting you sleep. You're worrying too much.
Yeah. So things that keep you up at night are things that you care about.
Right. So if you have a big test the next day, it's ironic. You need to sleep.
Yeah.
But that stress, that worry is keeping you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And what is another thing that you can do to manage up with your boss?
Yeah, so things that they care about are things that they're strong at. You can support that, but then things that they're not good at, like their weaknesses, you can work around those.
Right, so work around kind of means manage in a certain way.
Yeah, overcome these weaknesses.
Right, and find alternatives,
I think,
is a great way to say it.
Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah.
So you're not just avoiding the weakness necessarily, you're working with it.
Yeah, yeah. So if your boss is kind of messy and disorganized, you can help your boss.
Right,
help
by...
keeping on top of things.
Right, by being on top of things.
Yeah.
Now, you are not literally standing or sitting on top of something, but it just means you are getting things done.
Yeah,
you are staying organized.
You're prepared. You're something that's like always changing. You're one step ahead. You're always prepared.
Right. And now, very importantly, you need to really think about your boss's personality. So how they communicate, their preferences, and very importantly, their pet peeves.
Yeah, so this are things like the irritating things, things that frequently annoy somebody.
So for me, one of my biggest pet peeves is when people whistle.
Whistling,
It annoys me crazy.
Yeah, one of mine, when I'm driving, I hate drivers who don't signal before
they turn. Oh, yes.
It's like, just let me know you're turning.
And give me some notice.
Yeah.
Right, so anything that really annoys you and annoys many people is called a pet peeve.
Yeah, so find those out about your boss.
Right. So that was our first half of our tips. Now let's listen to the second half.
Okie doke.
Number three, take the high road. Your personal brand is riding on it. Never let your boss's bad behavior be an excuse for your own. Keep your mind focused on top performance. Number four, speak up. It may be easier to say nothing, to just suffer quietly or complain, but don't prejudge and assume they aren't able to take feedback. Approach them with respect and a genuine desire to improve the workplace. Number five, be proactive. Do your research before jumping ship. If you are looking to change jobs, invest some time to get a sense of the culture, the morale, and management style in the new work environment, because it might have some of its own warning signs.
So we just heard some more tips. And Connor, what was the first one that we heard?
So this is a really good expression. Take the high road.
Right.
When I think of like high, it's like the top, the best, or the most ethical way.
Right. So being ethical, being moral. So doing what it is right.
Yeah, what is correct.
Not what
correct
is easy.
Behavior, yeah.
Or not what will make you feel good in the short run.
Yeah, and if you don't do that, if you do something that's not good, then your image will go down, or your personal brand will go down at work.
Right, because your personal brand is riding on your reputation.
Yeah, exactly. So this expression, it's one of our expansion vocabulary, is riding on. It means basically just to depend on.
Right. So when you're managing up your boss, taking the high road means you're being professional, you're
respectful too.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, you're kind of letting go of their pet peeves and their issues.
Yeah. And not complaining and bad mouthing about them.
And gossiping to other staff members.
Yeah.
That's not the high road. The high road is being professional.
Yeah. And this, your personal brand is riding on this.
Right. Your reputation is riding on it.
Another example of riding on is like, when you invest money, lots of money is riding on the result of your investment.
Exactly. So you want it to be successful.
Yeah, it depends on that. Yeah.
Right. What's another thing we can do?
Well, basically, you can just be honest. Speak up.
And not prejudge and assume.
Yeah. Because maybe your boss is actually a pretty understanding person.
And maybe they're having a bad day, or they have other things you don't know about. So you can't judge in advance or prejudge.
Yeah, if you just sit there and suffer quietly, if you just get angry all the time, then nothing's going to happen.
Right, and very similar to prejudge is assume. And we've seen this before.
We have, This is also an expansion word, which basically means to suppose or guess without enough evidence.
Right, and it's never a good thing to do. It will usually backfire.
Yeah, like if I see somebody in a fancy car, I assume that they're rich, but maybe they're not.
Maybe they're very much in debt.
Yeah.
So you don't want to prejudge or assume when it comes to your boss.
Yeah, don't think he can't change.
Right. You want to approach them with respect and genuine desire to improve the workplace or situation.
Yeah, so this word genuine, like sincere, when your intentions are real.
Real, mm-hmm. honest, mm-hmm. that you want something to be better, mm-hmm, that you're not just being negative.
Right, yeah. And the opposite of that would be like deceptive.
Right.
Or hiding your real intentions.
Exactly. And then gossiping usually comes with it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So doing that by being honest, you're also being proactive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're doing your work before you just quit.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're trying everything you can to make it better.
Mm-hmm. And with that is doing some research about other companies before you leave.
Before you jump ship.
Yeah, jump ship.
Jump ship.
So really, I like this expression a lot. When a ship, like a boat, is sinking, you got to jump off or you're going to die. You're going to sink.
Exactly, and drown, mm-hmm. right? So you want to have that exit strategy mm-hmm. on how you're leaving or, you know, before you just suddenly jump off.
Yeah. Yeah, so jumping ship, it kind of has this negative feeling like you're just jumping without thinking.
Kind of like abandoning, maybe?
Like abandoning, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good. And it's usually when the company's not doing so well, like mm-hmm. when the ship is sinking, but it can just be just abandon even when the company is doing well.
Right. And when you are looking for a new job, what types of things should you be looking for?
Oh, yeah. So things like the culture, the morale,
mm-hmm.
And the management style.
Right. So morale, this looks very similar to the word moral, mm-hmm. which we have talked about today. Mm-hmm. But it's spelled M-O-R-A-L. E at the end, and it's morale.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and this is just like the general feeling, how people feel. Are they happy at work? Are they satisfied?
The mm-hmm. atmosphere or mm-hmm. environment.
Yeah.
So a good boss will actually try to boost morale and mm-hmm. keep morale high.
Yeah, benefits are good for morale.
Benefits. Yeah. Sometimes raises as well.
Yeah, insurance. They pay their insurance.
It keeps people happy, yes.
Yeah. And then finally, if you see some of these negative things at another job, those are warning signs, or we also sometimes say red flags.
Right. So
it's like a clue.
A clue. When mm-hmm. you know, if you see someone waving a red flag, mm-hmm. you slow down and maybe check things out a bit.
Yeah, totally. So let's listen to those tips one more time.
Have a difficult boss at work? Before you start planning an exit strategy from a toxic work environment, you might want to try managing up. Number one, know their why. Try to put yourself in their shoes and see the world and your workplace as they might. What keeps them up at night? What do they care about? Number two, support their strengths and work around their weaknesses. If your boss is disorganized, then help him to be on top of things. Observe your boss's communication style, preferences, and pet peeves, then adapt accordingly. Number three, take the high road. Your personal brand is riding on it. Never let your boss's bad behavior be an excuse for your own. Keep your mind focused on top performance. Number four, speak up. It may be easier to say nothing, to just suffer quietly or complain. But don't prejudge and assume they aren't able to take feedback. Approach them with respect and a genuine desire to improve the workplace. Number five, be proactive. Do your research before jumping ship. If you are looking to change jobs, invest some time to get a sense of the culture, the morale, and management style in the new work environment, because it might have some of its own warning signs.
So this is a really useful lesson. Mm-hmm. There's lots of language here, mm-hmm. but there's also the ideas. Mm-hmm. So
Yeah, these are like really great ideas, not just for at work, but these can help you in your relationships mm-hmm. at home with your girlfriend, boyfriend, or wife or spouse. They can help you with your colleagues, your friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So instead of, you know, suffering in mm-hmm. silence or jumping ship, you can actually manage up.
Yeah.
And these things actually teach you to be a better manager yourself one day.
You can actually use these to make yourself more mature.
Right.
Yeah. So how about our users? Have you ever been in this kind of situation where you had a really difficult boss? Let us know what kind of situation it was and how you dealt with it.
Yeah, and we know it's not easy. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's not easy.
You know, are there any tips that you can add to this as well?
Yeah. taking the high road is not easy. That's why it's high.
Exactly. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you later. Than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope alas, and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she...